T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So last year on the over-unders, I was 2 for 2. I bet the Yankees over 83.5. I won that really going away. And then I bet the Jets over 3.5. And I hit it early, even though they only won one more game after they won the fourth game. But, you know, I went 2 for 2 last year on the over-unders. Thankfully, I did not touch the Nick over-under. I'm happy I did, even though I still think they probably will go over. But it's going to be very, very gut-wrenching to the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but so let's hear the over-unders this year. Let's start, I'll guess. We'll do the local teams first. Let's start with the Yankees. I'm going to say the over-under for the Yankees this year is 91.
Higher.
Really?
Higher.
95?
No, 93.5.
Wow.
Which is it's tied for the second highest over-under number. There's only one team with a larger over-under number than the New York Yankees.
Is that
Yankees.
Houston?
That would be actually, there's two teams. No, you're right. It's the Dodgers and the Astros.
Okay.
The Astros are number one. They're 96.5,
wow,
which is
a big number.
A very high number.
Yep.
The Dodgers are 95.5.
And the Yankees are what, 93?
93.5. The Cubs are 93.5.
Right. I wouldn't touch that one.
The Indians are 93.5. And the Red Sox are 91.5.
Mm.
So the Yankees with a very high number.
10 more wins than last year. That's what it is.
Yeah.
From 83.5, they went to 93.5. That's a big number.
It always worries me. And sometimes it's not the case. I mean, look at the Kansas City Royals after they lost the pennant lost the World Series to the Giants in 2014. They came back, won it all in 2015. So sometimes teams are able to come back and actually improve on what they've done. I always get nervous about teams that come out of nowhere backing up that performance a year later. And that's part of why 93.5 worries me with the Yankees.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's a big number.
It's an awfully big number.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
The Mets,
last year,
their number last year was, I think, 88 or 87
right. Well,
and a
it's
half.
Not going to be that this year. I'm going to say the Met number is 80.5.
You nailed it. Right on point.
Wow.
80
I would
and
consider
a half.
That. I would consider betting the Mets over at 80.5.
Yeah,
I
mean,
think about it.
I think that the Mets are like the opposite of the Yankees in many ways.
Right.
In many, many ways.
In every way, just about.
But they had an awful year last year.
Yep.
On every level. They were awful. And, you know, we discussed it earlier that things have to go right for them to win a championship. But to win 85 games, you don't need that many things to go right. You don't need all 5 of the starting pitchers to be great. You don't need all of that to win 85 games. And I think one thing that's going to help them is that if you, outside of the Nationals, who are the cream of the crop in the division, we know their deal, they win the division and they lose in the playoffs first round, their number is 91.5.
Right. Is it that high for them?
Yes.
I thought it might be like 89.
No, they gave them over 90, 91.5.
Okay.
And then you have the Mets. And then the Braves are 73.5.
That's the next team after the Mets in the division?
The Phillies are next at 74.5.
And what's the Marlins, like 69?
And the Marlins are down at 64.5.
Whoa.
So you've got
wow.
3 teams in this division in which the over-unders are telling you they will lose close to 90 games.
Yeah.
So the opportunity that the Mets have would be to beat up on these awful, awful teams. The Yankees don't have that luxury. Like the Rays over-under, and I don't think the Rays are going to be any good, but their over-under is 76.5. The Orioles are 77.5. But then the Blue Jays are respectable at 81.5, and obviously the Red Sox are over 90. It's just a more difficult division that the Yankees have to deal with. The Mets have one team that you know is going to be bad and 2 other teams that are probably not playoff contenders
no.
in Atlanta and Philadelphia.
No. I like that number, 80.5 for the Mets. I seriously would consider going over there.
Yeah,
seriously.
I don't think that's bad.
I think it's worth a shot.
Here's some of the others. The Angels are 84.5.
Right.
We mentioned the Astros. I'm taking the under on 96.
96 is a big number.
That's a huge number.
Yeah, it is.
The Blue Jays.
Especially coming off a championship. That's a big number.
Oh, yeah. They talk about how hungry they are.
Right.
It's easier said than done.
Right.
The Brewers are at 81.5. Remember, they had a big offseason.
Yeah,
acquired Christian Yelich.
Yeah. What's the Giants?
The Giants are.
Made a lot of moves.
81.5.
Interesting.
Bumgarner healthy.
Yep.
Cueto healthy, Zamarja decent. They have the makings of at least at the top end, a pretty good rotation. And you mentioned Longoria and McCutcheon, so they certainly
improved
the offense.
That's why they got McCutcheon, too. That's right.
Yeah. I take the over.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. Was it 81.5, the 81
Giants? 81.5.
Interesting.
The Orioles, 77.5. The Padres, a 69.5. Here's the other thing. If you think, like, let's say the Padres are going to sign Eric Hosmer or the Royals are going to sign Eric Hosmer, you may want to look at that number now because it's going to change.
Right, jump on it now.
Yeah, because, like, the Royals are at 76.5. And you never know, Joe, they could end up back with Hosmer and Moustakas. It's possible.
Yeah, no, they could. They could.
The second lowest over-under after the Marlins is who, in your opinion?
Second lowest over-under after the Marlins. So, yeah. So there's actually somebody low. Oh, the Marlins are the lowest.
The Marlins are the lowest, and then there's two teams actually in the same division that are tied at 68.5.
Wow. 68.5.
I'll tell you.
Go ahead, tell me.
White Sox and the Tigers.
I was going to say White Sox. I don't know why I didn't say that. I was thinking them.
White Sox and the Tigers. So, okay. There's some interesting numbers here.
Yeah. The two I like, though, I like the Mets and the Giants. Those two numbers over, I like. The Yankees is just too high.
It's too
high. And I really don't like to bet unders. I really don't like to bet unders.
Yeah. I just think that these overs, over-unders with the top teams are just too high.
Yeah.
Like winning 96 games for the LA Dodgers, winning 97 games for the Astros. Yeah. I get it. They were in the World Series last year, but that's just too much.
What do you think, Ernie? 93.5. What do you think? Too high? Ernie.
Ernie's not that high on this Yankee team, I don't think.
93.5 for you is too high?
No, I go over.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, I like the team this year.
Oh, you do?
So you think
last year I was under.
Okay. So you think they're going to win like between, 95 and 100?
Yeah, no, 94, 95. I mean, I'm not going crazy, but I think 94, okay. 95.
Well, okay. What is the number one? Like for the Mets, I think it's health of starting pitching based on their track record. What's the biggest concern for the Yankees?
Drop-offs from all the guys who were great last year. Sanchez, Didi, Judge, Severino.
See, Severino to me starts that list almost because of the starting pitching.
Yep.
Like if you look at the Yankees last year, they had either the second or third best team ERA in the American League, which is great. I mean, it's fantastic. And you have to ask yourself, all right, can they do that again? And Tanaka was awful last year, so that's a good thing to start with. That Tanaka had an ERA almost near 5. The good thing about Tanaka, and I think the reason why Yankee fans are optimistic about Tanaka,
is he was in the playoffs.
Oh, my God,
he was the ace. He was looking for in the playoffs.
He was dominant.
Yes.
I think he threw 20 innings in the playoffs and allowed three runs or something.
I mean, he's the kind of guy that's going to go out. He reminds me a little bit of Catfish Hunter. He could go out there during the regular season and just stink it. You have one of these games where he just gets annihilated.
Right.
And then with the money on the line, you're not touching him.
Hey, that's what he did.
That's what he did last year.
This past year, he had at least 4 or 5 starts that will kill your ERA.
Right.
The Jeter game,
against the Astros, second game of a doubleheader. Dude, he didn't give up like 8 runs in that game, like 4 home runs in the first 2 innings. It was batting practice.
Jeter was on the way home by the 4th inning.
Yeah. I mean, he had some real stinkers. So, but you're confident, Tanaka, then, that he makes 30 starts at least? Because the biggest thing with him is, can he stay healthy? We're always worried about
the
shred he's pitching with. Adam Wainwright was able to do it for 5 years.
He's done it for another, like 3 years already, right?
No,
how many years has he done it?
But you know what? Waino eventually needed the surgery.
Eventually, yeah.
It happened.
Yeah.
But he was able to, at least produce for you for a bunch of years. Sonny Gray. I
don't love Sonny Gray.
I don't love him either, but you're not asking that much from him. You're really asking him to be healthy.
Yeah.
To give you 30 starts.
Right.
I think Severino's the guy that you look at.
What do you get from CC this year? You get the same kind of year you got last year?
I mean, he's 38.
Yeah. Well, still low. I mean, he still was pretty effective last year.
I know, but eventually, it's like Cologne, except into his 40s. Eventually, it's going to go.
Yeah.
I think the guys that you're going to need, and they could very well deliver, are the guys in the minor leagues right now, like Chance Adams.
Not that
he was in the minor leagues because he made a bunch of starts last year, but Jordan Montgomery, who showed you some promise last year.
Right. We just need a 5th starter right now.
Right. I mean, right now I would say it's a competition between him and Adams. I can't believe Sessa. And the other guy is Chad Green because the Yankees are so deep in their bullpen. And I look at it the same way with Jabba. And I don't know if anybody was right about Jabba because Jabba ended up stinking. But I was on the side.
He was messed around with a lot, too.
He was. They had their weird rules with him. But I was on the side of Jabba should be a starter. We know where Francesa lied.
He's a reliever.
But I thought, if a guy can be a dominant starting pitcher, I'd rather him be a starter, right? So with Chad Green, what can he be? He was really, really impressive out of the bullpen last year. But if he can be a dominant starting pitcher or a good starting pitcher, don't you want to find out if he can do it?
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
This is it. This is the time.
Yeah.
And he's been preparing as if he's going to be in the rotation. So it's very possible that the 5th starter on this team is Chad Green or the 4th starter because God knows what happens in spring training with injuries. So I think Green's another guy you got to keep an eye on. Justice Sheffield's probably not, especially at the beginning of the season, but maybe down the road you'll see a guy like that. And then, like we've mentioned, maybe they actually add a free agent before this season starts.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
It could happen. But Chad Green's intriguing to me because he was so good, man, out of that bullpen. He was dominant.
No, he was phenomenal out of the pen. Yeah, he really was.
What can he be as a starter? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who needs a better first month, Stanton or Judge?
Well, Stanton, because he's coming here with the high expectations.
Judge has a horrible first month.
Yeah, but Judge has got a little bit of a leeway here now.
He does, but it was only 1 year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but Yankee fans aren't going to turn on him. Yankee fans
can turn on him last year.
Giancarlo doesn't hit, they're going to be killing him. They're going to be killing him right off the bat.
They'll turn on Giancarlo Stanton before they're going to turn on Aaron Judge.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
No, I agree.
Definitely.
And you know, the track record, not just with the Yankees, but with the Mets, is you have guys who come here. Obviously, he's not a free agent, but he came here with a big contract. And they get off to bad starts. And then they have that moment, right? That moment where it all turns. Remember Giambi's moment? Wasn't it against the Twins in the rain?
Oh, I remember that. Extra innings, right? Extra inning game?
Yeah. Like, he had that moment, and then it was all good. We're still waiting for the Jason Bay moment. That never happened.
Well, we had a few moments. They weren't pleasant.
Yeah, him running into the wall in L.A.
Right.
And getting a concussion.
Right.
So, just based on the track record of these bigger expectation, big money guys, they get off to tough starts. But you know, hopefully the Yankee fans don't turn on him. I think the key to them not turning on him is if they win. If they get off to a good start, they win games.
They were all over Tino when he first got there. He wasn't Donnie.
Exactly.
So that actually worked out pretty good.
Yeah, and even Giambi worked out.
Yeah.
When you look at it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.